In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. What's really grabbing my heart in these readings this Sunday are the fact that we have two warriors that the readings tell us about. And these are two warriors, two apostles that are huge for the church and for our own relationship and our faith in God. That's St. Peter and St. Paul. There's many churches that are even named after Saints Peter and St. Paul because these are two apostles that were probably the most powerful apostles in our church and in our faith. St. Paul and St. Peter, I think what they teach us and what the Lord is trying for us to receive from them is the very fact of their conversion. Like, they had huge conversions. If we even just look at their lives, we look at St. Paul. That was the first reading that we heard, the conversion of St. Paul. St. Paul was literally on his way to Damascus to put Christians in chains, to bring them back to Jerusalem so that they would be killed. He was persecuting Christians. He was killing Christians. And St. Paul is on his way to do this. And all of a sudden, as he's riding on his way to Damascus, a light shines from heaven. He's knocked off of his horse. And he hears the words of Jesus. He hears the voice of Jesus. And in that moment, he's converted. And he goes from killing Christians to being the number one person who's fighting for Christ. More than half of the New Testament is written by St. Paul. Who would have thought? And that's the power of his conversion. And then we see St. Peter in the gospel. This is after Jesus has resurrected from the dead. And as we know, not too long before this, St. Peter literally denied Jesus three times. Denied him completely. And now we look at St. Peter in the gospel, who's literally jumping into the sea to go to Jesus. St. Peter is the first pope. The entire church was started by Jesus, and that church was given into the hands of St. Peter. This man who denied Jesus, this man who ran away from Jesus, this man who abandoned Jesus, and he has this complete conversion. Conversion is so important for us. I want to tell you something really beautiful that's happening in our church. There are many people that are coming to Mother of God who are not Catholic, and they're just coming here. They're coming to Mass, or they're coming to the Adoration Chapel, or they're coming to some programs, and they are desiring to convert. They want to convert. They want to become Catholic, and not just any Catholic, but Chaldean Catholic, which is even more beautiful. And it's so encouraging to see that as a priest. These are things that you probably don't hear much of because a lot of these conversions kind of happen quietly. And we've had many people come to us from Muslims, Jewish people, people who have no faith, who are literally coming to the church, to our Chaldean church, and wanting to convert and become Catholic. What's amazing is that this isn't just happening here at Mother of God. When I talk to other Chaldean priests, my other brothers, this is happening around all of our Chaldean churches. People who do not know Jesus, people who have never heard of him, people who have no idea what it means to be Catholic, are coming into the church and they're seeing something so beautiful that they want, that they desire. And they have this courage to say, I want this. I want Jesus. I want to be his. I want to belong to him. And they're doing the work to actually become Catholic. It's amazing. What I see in these people is a fire. There's a fire in these people. They have this burning desire for Jesus. This burning desire to love him, to follow him, to serve him. And that's the most beautiful thing. But the issue is for us, especially for us who go to Mass every Sunday, for us who pray every day, it's very easy for us to lose that fire. Or to not have that fire. We come to Mass, we pray, we get up and we say our prayers, and we're just moving through the motions. We're just doing what we're supposed to do. We're doing what we're obligated to do, and it just becomes a duty or a habit. And my brothers and sisters, I think in a sense we're losing this understanding of what we have. And when I look at these people who are converting, they are reminding me of what we have, even as a priest. They're showing me the power of what we have because of their joy for God, their fire for God. This is something we cannot lose. And so what I'm learning and what I'm seeing is that conversion is not just for people that don't know Jesus. Conversion is not just for people who need to change their lives and come to the church. Conversion is for every single one of us. Every single one of us is called to conversion. Every single one of us is called to change. But there are things that hold us back from that. Because in reality, we should be living out a daily conversion. That means that every single day, I should be praying to change. I should be praying to have this conversion. This fire that is happening in people that are converting, I should want that. But things hold us back from that. And the number one thing, or a couple of things that hold us back from that, the first thing I think is comfort. We get comfortable in our faith. We get comfortable in just what we're used to. And we're comfortable where we're at in our relationship with God. And we should never be comfortable with that. Because there's always more that God is trying to give us. There's always more that God is trying to lead us towards. Secondly, we fall into laziness. Laziness is a big thing in our faith and our relationship with God that we don't want to do the work. If I had to show you the work that these people have to do in order to become Catholic, I wonder if half of us would pass that. Because it's a lot of work. It takes a lot of effort to do that, especially for Muslims. The Muslims that are coming to the Chaldean church and wanting to become Catholic, like that takes so much courage. That takes so much strength to say, I'm going to leave this faith that could possibly shun me and even kill me one day if they knew what I was doing. But these Muslims have the courage to say, I don't care about that. I'm willing to die for Jesus. I'm willing to give my life for Jesus. I don't care what my family thinks. I don't care what these people think because it doesn't matter to me. But laziness keeps us from doing the work and putting in that effort. There's also this carelessness that we can have in our faith, that we don't really care that much. I do what I need to do, but I'm not really that interested in really putting my all for God and caring completely for the Lord. And the last thing is pride. And this is the number one thing, especially in our community, that I don't need this. I don't need a priest to tell me what I need to do. I don't need the church to tell me what I need to do. And there's this pride. But we need humility in order to be converted. We need humility in order to be changed. And that is the number one thing that changed Peter and changed Paul, was humility. There's a beautiful depiction of St. Paul's conversion. And it's literally St. Paul being knocked off of his horse. And he's on the ground and he can barely see. He was literally, there's a phrase, right? Being knocked off your high horse. That's what happened to St. Paul. St. Paul had this pride. He had this pride of being a Jew, being a Pharisee, and he didn't want anyone to come against that. And his pride lifted him so high that on his horse, Jesus came and knocked him off. And when he was on the ground, humbled, that's when he was able to convert. St. Peter, this gospel that Jesus appears to the apostles on the sea, it didn't happen just once. This happened before. Jesus appeared to the apostles as they were on the sea. And this is when he was with them. This was before his passion, before his death, his resurrection. This is when he was ministering with them, when he was teaching with them. He appeared to them on the sea, and the same thing happened all night. They were fishing and they caught nothing. Jesus appears to them and he says, throw your nets. Put your nets out into the deep. And Peter says, but Lord, we've been fishing all night and we've caught nothing. He's annoyed with Jesus. And he's annoyed because he's a fisherman. And who is Jesus? He's a carpenter. A carpenter is telling me how to do my job. That's like you who have, you know, owners, your store owners and your wives tell you how to do your job. You get annoyed, right? It's the same thing. St. Peter was annoyed that this carpenter, Jesus is trying to tell him how to do his job. And what happens? He finally listens to him, and then he casts his net, and there's this huge catch of fish. And what does St. Peter do? He falls to his knees in front of Jesus, and he says, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." But this time, in this gospel, when Jesus appears to his disciples, St. Peter doesn't even question it. And not only does he not question it, but when he hears that it's Jesus, when he hears that it's the Lord, he jumps into the sea and he swims over to Jesus. And St. John is so clear, and I love this about St. John. He's so detailed. He says that they were not far from land. St. Peter could have waited in the boat until it got to sea, until it got to the shore. But he didn't. His fire, his burning desire for the Lord made him jump into the sea. And it all happened because of humility. That's what we need. It takes a lot of humility for people who don't know Jesus, or people who are Muslim or Jewish or whatever it might be, to come to a priest and to say, "Father, I want to convert." And it takes a lot of humility for us to recognize that we need change. If I come to Mass and I'm not being changed, then what is the Mass doing for me? Like if I receive the Eucharist and I'm hearing the Word of God, but I just go back home and there's people in my home that I'm not talking to or I'm not looking at, what is my Mass doing for me? What is the Eucharist doing for me? If I come here every single week and I'm receiving the Eucharist and hearing the Word of God, but then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I'm just living a sinful life, then what is the Mass doing for me? What is the Eucharist doing? Because in reality, when we come here, we are coming here to be changed. We are coming here to be converted. And that starts with me as your priest, and then the rest of us. If I look back at my life and my faith and my relationship with God, I should be seeing that I am a different person than I was a year ago. And if I'm looking back a year ago, and if I'm the same person, or if I'm worse, then I'm not living a life of conversion. I'm not living a life like St. Peter or St. Paul, in humility, walking and living for the Lord for this daily conversion. I should be seeing change. I should be seeing a difference in what Mass is doing for me and what my faith is doing for me. So my brothers and sisters, a very simple question we need to ask ourselves every single day is, Jesus, how are you calling me to be changed today? How are you calling me to be converted today? I'm going to be completely honest with you. I woke up this morning wanting to cuss out like 5 people, okay? And I was sitting with Jesus and I was going over those 5 people that I wanted to cuss out. And I brought that to the Lord. And not only did he change me from wanting to cuss out those people, but he led me towards a deeper love of those people. That's what our faith is meant to do. That's what Jesus is meant to do. That when we come with our struggles, when we come with our emotions and our problems, Jesus is there to fix them and to change us so that we can go out into the world and we're not this bitter, salty, damaged person, but we're a person of God. We're a son, we're a daughter of God, and we're living in love, we're living in healing, we're living in freedom, we're living in joy. That's what it means to be a son or daughter of God, to constantly go to the Lord and get the change that he has for us. So what is he calling you to be changed with? What is he asking you to be converted from today in this Mass? When you receive the Eucharist, this is not just some magical piece of bread. This is Jesus Christ truly present. Body, blood, soul, and divinity. And this Eucharist, this life-giving bread, should change me. Let's pray that the Lord would give us that change so that we can truly live for him and we can be converted people who are burning for Jesus. Amen.